Do you work at Madison's Oscar Mayer plant? Do you know someone who does or did? What is your reaction to the announcement that it is closing by early 2017? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, November 5th. According to our guest, Democratic State Senator Fred Risser, the announcement that the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison will be closing is gut-wrenching. We will talk with him for this brief This Just In segment and welcome your questions and reactions for him at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll talk about what a closure will mean for the local economy, as well as the efforts to try to save Oscar Mayer and its 1,000 jobs. Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator from Madison whose district includes the Oscar Mayer plant. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So you and Representative Chris Taylor issued a joint press release yesterday calling the plant's closure gut-wrenching. Why did you describe it that way?
Well, it certainly is for over 1,000 people to lose their jobs this way. You know, at one time, Oscar Mayer was the leading private employer in Madison, had over 4,000 workers. In fact, I worked there at one time as a young lad. And as a politician, I've spent many hours shaking hands with people at the plant as they arose, as they arrived early in the morning and left late in the afternoon. And as I've represented the area for close to 60 years in the state legislature. Mm-hmm. You know, the Oscar Mayer is a Madison institution, and losing it is like losing a long friendship.
Yeah, Oscar Mayer has been in Madison since 1919. It's meant a great deal to this area, hasn't it?
Well, yes, it's not only the workers there, but many, many vendors. I don't think there's anyone in Madison that has lived here very long that hasn't been touched by Oscar Mayer's in one way or another. It's part of our Madison institution, and it's like losing, as I say, a friend. It's sad not only for the, as I say, the 1,000 people that are losing their jobs directly, but for many others that are associated with Oscar Mayer.
Well, and it's still a leading employer in the area with 1,000 people working there. What is this going to mean if this happens for the region's economy?
Well, I think it is going to happen, and the mayor points out it's going to cost the economy hundreds of thousands of dollars. But even more important, I think, is the loss of work for the actual workers and the vendors that associate with them. And the government is going to work to help them as best we can. The State Department of Workforce Development is already on the scene trying to help people find other jobs and relocate individuals. The government will help, the state government, the federal government, and local governments. We're working with these people. It is gut-wrenching because anytime you lose a friend or lose a job, it's something that affects you for a long time.
Yeah, you have been, you said in the release that you've spoken to Madison Mayor Paul Soglin and to Governor Scott Walker about trying to keep Oscar Mayer in the city and saving those jobs. What can happen? Can anything happen?
I don't think Oscar Mayer as an institution is going to stay. I think it's been determined that it's going to leave. The corporate mergers have precedent, apparently, over the individuals. And so our job now is to take care of those people that are adversely affected by it. And we're going to do it in every way we can. And we're going to have government's help. We're going to have community help. I'm convinced Madison has a strong economic base, and I'm thinking that we will be able to assist the people that are affected adversely by this merger.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org if you have a question for State Senator Fred Risser, whose district includes the Oscar Mayer plant that is expected to close by early 2017. We will only have Senator Risser with us for another 5 minutes or so. So if you want to weigh in on this issue, call now. Our first caller is Jim in Waupun. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually from Madison. I'm sorry, I misspoke. So Mr. Risser, I guess I'm one of your constituents, so thank you for everything that you do, and thanks for talking here. My question is, I think if we can view this plant closure in the context of a larger economic downturn and manufacturing, specifically a larger manufacturing downturn in Wisconsin and in the world right now, is there any focus in the legislature on trying to transition Wisconsin's economic base into more modern industries such as the tech sector or the health sector or the clean energy sectors? I know that the GOP and the Republicans have been very myopic, focused on manufacturing. Is there any effort to push Wisconsin into the future for economically?
Well, the Governor Walker has indicated jobs as his principal activity, though he hasn't produced such. Actually, the legislature has several job programs that they're working on, and we hope that we can reestablish the manufacturing. But you're absolutely true. Manufacturing is leaving the state. It's actually leaving the country. And as we confronted with large corporate mergers, we're going to be confronted with more and more of these stoppages. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to help re-educate, help relocate, help reestablish our citizenry. I think that manufacturing, while we would like to see more of it, I don't think it's going to happen. You have the situation where you have a lot of machines taking over the jobs that people used to have. In fact, when I worked at Oscar Myers, I put a little note into the suggestion box that my particular activity could be handled by a machine better than by an individual. And that's what's happening. So basically, manufacturing is leaving the state. We'll get some of it back, but we've got to look at options.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca said the closing, quote, accentuates the urgent need for action on jobs. The fall legislative session is about to end. Is there any going to be a call for a special session on jobs or anything like that?
Well, jobs are far more important than trying to change the campaign laws. But the party in power has not done much on jobs, and their WEDEC, which was supposed to be the job producer, has not produced jobs. So the present administration, I think, has failed completely in trying to create more jobs. But there are individuals out there that are trying to change things, and I think I'm optimistic that in the future we'll be able to reestablish the job program that has not been reestablished in Wisconsin under the current administration.
A number of our listeners on our Facebook page are, in a sense, blaming Governor Walker's policies for the closing of the Oscar Mayer plant. Is there any way that the policies of the current administration led to this announcement?
Well, that's hard to say, except that the philosophy of the current administration is supportive of large corporate mergers and consolidations and the elimination of jobs. They're trying to do away with state civil service, which certainly is not a job producer, it's a job loser. And the current administration, I think, has failed completely in their job efforts. But I have strong beliefs that society will come to help our people that need help. And I think that we will be able to handle the 1,000 people that are losing their jobs at Oscar Myers. I feel so sorry for them, and I feel so sorry that Madison is losing an institution that has been around for over 100 years.
Yeah, it's been, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was here, and it was, its headquarters?
That's right. At one time, Oscar Mayer's world headquarters was in Madison. Yeah. It's been shifted now, and their production has been shifted and their headquarters has been shifted. But that's what's happened in the economic field. We find that the spread between the rich and the poor is getting larger. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class is fading away. And society has got to confront this. The legislature's got to confront it. I feel that it has failed so far, but I feel confident that we'll eventually
straighten things out.
We have less than a minute to go, Senator Risser. Barbara in Montello wants to know if there's any possibility of converting that building, the plant, into another manufacturing plant.
Well, the city of Madison is going to be working on that. In fact, I talked to the mayor on that, and he says that's one of the principal activities he's going to be working on to see if we can't find out, first of all, who owns that plant, and then take it over and try to convert it. It's a great facility, and it should be used.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison, whose district includes the Oscar Mayer plant. We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will then talk about the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin on the campaign trail coming up after we check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network.